They want to sing or something this morning. And we'll open the fax lines if you want to fax, maybe fax your tail and the kiss or whatever you want to do. 1-800-742-5900. They'll take studio calls this morning. We got pizza from them, a pizza form from La Strada Pizza. Liz dropped that by this morning. Thank you so much. And this is their world premiere and their 23rd album this morning. 23 albums. Some people work a long, long time to get one album out. They got their 23rd album coming out. We'll world premiere it here this morning after 8 o'clock when Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley stop by. 7:53, this is Pirate Radio.
And now another edition.
Live from the Pirate Radio Nut Hut Studio. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Kiss.
Toys ready to go?
This stuff is great. Every one of them's got your name on it. Scott, look at
there you go.
Right, we're real musicians.
We were just talking about the fact that when you talk about Kiss, you're talking about history. You got this is your 23rd album.
If you can stand it.
Yeah. And remarkably, they still sell. They all sell.
Right. They still keep going platinum. You know, a lot of people don't know that you were with us in the beginning. You keep this a secret. We knew you back then. Back when.
Studio lines are open right now. 1-800-742-2100. We're going to world premiere some cuts on their brand new album. But right now, let's go back with Kiss.
The most music in the morning. Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio. It's a love song. 8-11. 11 after 8 o'clock. Scott Shannon, Pirate Radio Nuthead crew this morning. Special guest DJs Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons from KISS.
Hi, everybody!
You know what's really great, Scott, is that we keep getting faxes here. People who have fax machines are sending in faxes. Here's Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, KISS, Rock the Universe from your hard rockin' fan in El Toro, John and Dino. Thank you, John and Dino. And here we got one from Jeff Stoddard. Sent it in. Hey, dudes, just wanted to say thanks for all the great music you've given us over the last 16 years. Good luck with the new album and tour. Can't wait to hear and see it. See ya. All
right. That's great. That's really great.
And the phones are working, too. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Say your name so everybody can hear it.
All right. This is Jennifer Fires from San
Jennifer!
Diego. And I just want to let Gene know that I think he's in competition.
Uh-oh.
For his tongue.
Uh-oh.
How exactly long is it?
It's very long.
Really?
And it's also very thick.
Very what?
You're too young to worry about that.
Now, is it you that's got the competition or somebody we both know?
No, it's me.
Oh, it's you.
It's me.
All right.
You're too young.
This is not tongue-in-cheek.
Wait. I heard I was too young.
No. I don't think anybody said that.
Okay, good.
Oh, no.
Mine comes like below my chin, really.
You win.
You win. That's it. Good morning, Pirate Radio. You're on with Gene and Paul.
Good morning. This is Daniel Gamboa, El Segundo. How you doing, Paul? Gene?
Hey, how are you?
How are you? Guys?
I went to your Crazy Nights video in August at the Olympic Auditorium.
That's right.
That was a beautiful gig. You guys put a free show on for us.
Oh, thanks.
And I was wondering, are you guys going to do another video shoot for Hot in the Shade? That's a new album, right?
We shot the first video. Actually, we shot it in Los Angeles about 2 weeks ago for a song, Hide Your Heart. That's the first single and shot the video, and let's see, we did that on the Royal Hotel, I think it's called, on Wilshire Boulevard. So,
you did one already in L.A.?
Yep.
Are you guys gonna make another one for the Pirate Radio listeners? Or what?
Well, I tell you something that we were gonna hold a secret, but the beginning of the Kiss tour, which is gonna start probably around March, late February.
Late February or March. We figure that all our friends out in Los Angeles, especially all the Pirate Radio listeners, deserve something special. So we're going to be doing a special concert to kick off the tour right out here in L.A. in a club with Pirate Radio.
Ow, right on, buddy. I'll be looking forward to it, man. I just want to say, thanks a lot. And, hey, keep up the good work, man.
Thanks. Okay. It's great.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Keep us some more details on that special Pirate Kiss concert in a minute, but ladies and gentlemen, from the brand new LP. Now, a lot of people, there's a lot of press releases out, and they've got the wrong name for the LP. I guess you were going to call it Hot in the Shade for a while, right?
It is Hot in the Shade.
I thought it was Made in the Shade.
No, Hot in the Shade.
Hey, ring the dumbbell for me, then. It's Hot in the Shade. You know who told me that? David Leach, who works at your record company.
We'll get it.
All right, David.
Love song from Kiss. That's Peter singing lead on Beth, 8:21 in the morning. That was kind of funny because when that record first came out, a lot of the people at the record label didn't like it because it was not what Kiss was all about at that time.
And actually, it was
the B-side.
Yeah, it was the B-side of the single. The record company put out Detroit Rock City as the single, and the DJ started saying, we can't play this on the radio, and they flipped it over and said, now this we can play.
Beth became a big hit. We got Kiss in the studio this morning. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Phones are open. We're taking a lot of calls. 1-800-742-2100. The fax line is humming. 1-800-742-5900. They want to talk to you.
That's right.
We're world premiering the brand new LP.
Great cover, huh? Look at that thing.
It's great.
That's right.
Scott, that's our personal friend, Fred Sphinx, you know, who put on a pair of shades.
You know, Kiss has always been known for incredible graphics and artwork and album covers. You guys work hard on that, right?
Yeah. We try to make sure that the package looks great because, I mean, like everything else, you know, you want something that is a feast for the eyes and not just the ears.
Now, is it going to be called the Hot in the Shade Tour?
Yeah.
We were going to call it either that or just Harry. We don't know quite yet know what the tour is going to be called.
Now, is this one of those Kiss World Tours or just a North American tour?
No, this is, we kick off in Europe January 16th, and then we come right back here and get right to work in Los Angeles with Pirate Radio, and then we kick off a tour and kick major butt around America, and then we see where else we have to go. Then I think we're going to Australia, Japan, and then back here again.
Now, you guys are pretty good at like keeping your statistics. Just a quick guess. How many people do you think have seen Kiss in concert since you started?
How do I know?
Boy.
If you consider it's been 15 or 16 years and an average of 150 or so shows a year with an average of, I don't know, 10 or 20,000 a show. Some of the shows, though, were even more. We played a couple of over 100,000 shows. I don't know. You're talking millions.
I remember back when the group first started, the makeup was a little bit different than it was when all the success came, and you guys had to put it on yourselves, and the clothes and the boots and the heels and all that, and you play these little kind of, like little teeny nightclubs, teen clubs all across the country, and you go out there, and sometimes like 200 people would show up, and you play just as hard.
Yeah, the funniest thing is when we would go on stage, sometimes the record company would have radio stations coming down and say, oh, you guys see these guys, they're the greatest, and we would walk out on stage, and we would be opening up for some blues band or something. We come walking out on stage, everybody in the audience would get hysterical laughing. Girls would be hitting their boyfriends in the elbows. But by the end of the night, usually there was two encores, the place was filled up with smoke, and the town remembered us.
Let's go back in time. This is one of my favorite Kiss songs of all time. Paul singing lead, I Was Made for Loving You on Pirate Radio. Charlie, Party Patrol out there in Venice this morning at the Del Taco Lincoln between Washington and Venice. So you guys brought the guitar in this morning, right?
Yeah.
Go.
That's right.
That's a smash.
We're taking requests right now. Good morning. You're on the air with Kiss on Pirate Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Just wonderful.
Great. How are you doing?
I want to ask you, what were your influences when, like you guys started out?
Right.
Well, when we started out,
I think most of our influences were the bands that we were listening to. Funny enough, it's the bands everybody's still listening to. Zeppelin, the Stones.
Who?
The Who.
Jimi Hendrix.
The classic stuff that's still classic today was the classic stuff back then. I mean, the good stuff will always be around.
Gene?
Yeah.
I want to say it was really nice seeing you again. Because, I mean, I saw you at the Bon Jovi concert backstage.
Yes.
I thought you looked great.
Thank you.
You
look pretty good yourself. Okay. It was nice seeing you, too.
You remember me?
Gene just described me. Yes, he remembers it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, well, thanks.
Bye, sweetheart. Bye.
Good morning. You're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? I'm calling from Reseda.
All right, Reseda.
Scotty, put the man on the phone.
You're on, man.
Gene.
Yeah.
How do I say it? You guys, kick my ass.
I guess you just said it.
All right.
I just want to say I love y'all. And Scott, can I say one thing? I've always wanted to say this on your station.
I don't think so, man. I'm not taking any chances today. Pirate Radio 2.
Hello.
Where's Gene?
Over here.
He's can I ask him something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, when's Exposed 2 video coming out?
When is what?
Exposed 2?
Exposed 2.
Exposed 2 is going to be coming out soon. Right now what we're going to do is kick off the new Hot in the Shade World Tour. And somewhere along the line, probably by the summer's end, we're going to put together Exposed 2. And it's going to be more continuing fun, just like the first one was. And for those of you that know what the first one was all about, you'll know what the second one's going to be about.
Sure.
Lots of vintage footage, all kinds of great stuff.
Okay, I'm from the Kiss My Fan Club, too.
Thanks.
Oh, great.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on Pirate Radio with Gene and Paul.
Hi.
Morning.
I was wondering, are you guys, like, ever going to get sick of all this? Like, all the touring and recording?
That's a great question.
Great question, but, you know, I mean, it's weird to think about getting sick of something when you're enjoying it. You know, this is something that we always wanted to do, so... Playing rock and roll music is something we wanted to do from the time we were kids, and we're lucky enough to be able to keep doing it.
That's cool.
You know, there's no reason to stop because, I mean, we truly love it. I mean, there's nothing we'd rather be doing than playing guitars, and nothing we'd rather be doing than speaking to you people.
Is that just what keeps you going then?
You betcha. Well, it's a challenge.
Great. Congratulations on all the success.
Thank you.
You guys are great. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, good morning. You're on the air with Kiss. Gene and Paul are here.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Just want to ask a couple questions, and I was wondering if you guys ever get together with some of the old members, like Ace or Peter.
I just saw Ace last week at a club in New York, and he was jamming, and I was jamming, and he's fine. He just did a video for his new album, and he's fine. He's doing just great.
We see each other all the time, but obviously we're not in the same band anymore.
Yeah, you guys ever think about getting together and playing like a little reunion tour?
Not really.
No.
No, but I don't think... You know, right now we got a great album, we got a great band, we're real happy doing what we're doing.
Yeah, you guys are jamming real good. How about, I heard some kind of rumors about a possible Kiss Alive 3 album.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'll be, yeah.
That's definite. It's just a matter of time. You know, we're caught up now in the, you know, you set the standard for yourself by having two great Alive albums, and at this point, the next one's got to be every bit as good, so we're just waiting to make sure that it's every bit as special and just not another live album.
I know, because all the albums are jamming. As a matter of fact, I keep on having to buy all the albums over again because I wear them out so often.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. We just want you to know that it's okay.
Yeah.
In the morning, Pirate Radio.
Yo, Alice Cooper, Poison 840, 20 before 9 o'clock in the morning. Sunshine, blue skies after the fog clears away. 77, the downtown high. Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons from Kiss in the studio with us this morning. I got the guitar.
Yeah, sometimes people say, you know, if you guys could play acoustic guitars, what would rock and roll all night sound like? And we say it probably
kind of sounds
like
something
like this.
Thank you.
come home right now.
Good morning. You're on with Gene and Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. How you doing?
All right. Good, Paul. Nice to see you. Nice to hear from you. And Gene.
Thank you.
Just want to say, hey, I've been a big fan of yours since 77. I caught the Alive 2 concert at the Forum.
Right.
And I finally got a chance to meet you guys with I got backstage passes for the Asylum concert, and I just want to say it was a real kick-butt concert.
Great. Nice to hear.
And not only that, but the new additions you've added to the band are really great. Eric Carr and Bruce Kulick, nice guys. I got a chance to talk to them and reminisce a little.
We got to say something. We got to go on the record about our fans. Everybody keeps talking about Kiss, but the truth is, half the story really is you guys. You know, you buy the records and you come to the shows, and that's great. Everybody gets that. But you guys go one step further. You stick with us, and you know, it's. We just wanted you to know we appreciate that. That's
yeah. Well, you know, I really appreciate you guys a lot. I mean, to grow up in California here and to have some good music, that all matters, believe me.
Well, we're here for you.
And the babes at the concert, you can't miss those you know, those chicks. But
yeah,
anyway.
I forgot about that.
Gene never noticed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I don't know if you remember Gene, but I'm sitting in the second row there, and this girl's flashing you, but I don't know if you remember that.
He might have pictures of it.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
Good morning. You're on the radio, Pirate Station, and Kiss.
Hi, I just wanted to say hi to Gene and to Paul. And
hey, how are you?
Pretty good. I just want to let you guys know, you guys have been rocking me for a long time, and I just wanted to say thanks. I'm having a great time.
Well, that's a two-way street. We appreciate you being there for us. That's really great, too.
I wanted to let you know, I saw you on Oprah. My mom and my aunt were watching. They think that you are both very sexy. My aunt my aunt's 65 years old and flipped out over you, Gene.
Wonderful.
I sat there and
What's
I thought
name?
That was the greatest thing. Her name is Carm.
Hi, Carm.
And she's crazy about you guys. I couldn't believe it.
Well, tell her we like her too.
Oh, okay, I will. And I just want to tell you guys thanks and keep on rocking us.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
848 Pirate Radio, Gene Simmons. Thank you so much, Paul Stanley. Thank you so much. The brand new tour starts when?
Actually, the tour starts in January, but we kick it off in Los Angeles for the U.S. part of the tour, I guess the end of February, beginning of March, with a special pirate radio concert just for very special people and a club to be disclosed by you and yours.
A secret location.
But this whole year is going to be hot in the shade. This whole year is us kicking butt and rock and rolling across the country, around the world.
Let's play another song. That's the best thing we do, I think. We can talk a lot, but that's the best thing we do. Here's the first song off our new album, Hot in the Shade, Rise to It. Paul Stanley, take the vocal.
Hit it, baby! Good luck with the album. Good luck with the tour. 4 before 9, 8:56. This is your Pirate Radio Station.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. Thanks again to Gene and Paul from Kiss. And good luck on that new LP and that new tour. Once again, there will be a special Pirate Radio performance to kick off the North American Hot in the Shade Tour. 9:12, Shannon on the radio. Coming up this hour, tickets to see Stevie Nicks.
Stanley and Gene Simmons are going to party their brains out. This I would love to see. With Long Paul and Gonzo Greg, you can see it yourself. You can get tickets or you can win them on the air here. But speaking of winning tickets...
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Marshall, back with another look inside Pure Rock. Yesterday, Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons of Kiss dropped by to play some of their new album, Hot in the Shade. Paul Stanley talked about how they approached the recording of this album a bit differently from the last few.
The new album, Hot in the Shade, we did in Hollywood. And it's funny because people in New York think that they have the market on sleeves. You know, New Yorkers always think that there's no sleeves in Los Angeles. But we're here to testify that Hollywood's got some of the dirtiest, raunchiest parts of America, we've seen. So we did the album in basically a demo studio. We decided, you know, it was time to get back to our roots and do something that was really closer to early Kiss. So people are hearing this album and go, this is really cool because it sounds like vintage rock and roll Kiss. You know, we made no apologies, no excuses to anybody. We just went in and said, let's do the album we want to do, and let's do it in a place that we're not going to be walking down the hall and hearing what Debbie Gibson's doing next door or something like that.
All right, look for the new album in a couple of weeks. This has been Inside Pure Rock. I'm Matt Marshall for 105.5 KNAC.